This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wait a minute, what? Joe Biden claims to have started a civil rights movement or in his recent speech? Oh my goodness, folks, it never ceases to get more weird. That's it. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you, and we are live here on this Wednesday morning. Roaring into hour number four, and we hope that you're having a great morning. If you're just waking up, good morning to you, and we hope that you can have a great day today. We've been having a lot of fun on the program this morning, that is for sure, and we've got hour number one, two, and three in the books. Welcome to hour number four, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. Also, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Lots to talk about in this first part of the hour this morning. Bottom of the hour, we'll be talking with Patrick Hyland. Of course, he's the host of the Sports Zone, and we'll be talking with him then. And then after that, we'll be talking, I believe, this morning. We typically talk with Brandon Rimes, but this morning we got a great treat for you folks. We got Michelle Geske. She's also with Keller Williams. We're going to be talking about interest rates. We're going to be talking about what's happening, by the way, with our vets as well. And she works with vets, as our veterans, our honored veterans. She is a combat veteran in her own right as well. So we got a lot of great stuff to talk about this morning on the program, and we are glad that you're there. And we are glad to be here. Once again, 949-822-7959. And folks, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer here on this wonderful Wednesday morning. And of course, across the GCN network as well. All right. So, yes, you heard me right. Did Joe Biden claim to have started the civil rights movement back? I just don't even know where to start with this. Let's listen in. Let's hear Joe Biden in his own words when he was at the Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. I believe he was there on Monday. Let's listen in.
I was talking downstairs. I've spent more time in the Bethel AME Church in Wilmington, Delaware than I have than most people I know, black or white, have spent in that church. Because that's why I started. I'm serious. I started a civil rights movement. I used to go to 7:30 Mass, and I'd go to 10 o'clock service with the Reverend who was then running the church. Is now the bishop. She's a bishop, and I'm told your bishop had been there before in South Africa. And that's where he is right now. The point is that I've been blessed to worship here before as well.
So there you have Joe Biden. He's attended church more, evidently, than anybody might have done so. I'm not even going to continue to try to unpack all that. That is just quintessential Joe Biden and his ability to come up with, you know, what sounds like another whopper, doesn't it? Sounds like another whopper. But anyway, folks, I think we're in store for a lot more fun on the campaign trail, perhaps, than we ever thought possible. But, of course, as the campaign goes on, here's an interesting poll that Newsmax is displaying for us this morning. It's a Gallup poll. Trump and Biden have similar favorability. Former President Donald Trump holds a slight edge on President Joe Biden in favorability among U.S. adults, according to a new Gallup poll. Trump, the front runner for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, has a 42% favorable rating, Gallup found. That's slightly lower than his 45% favorability in October 2020, just before the presidential election. Biden is viewed favorably by 41% of U.S. adults, 8 percentage points below, that's key, below his 49% rating in October 2020, Gallup found. Now, Biden's favorability is down nearly 18 points from his high of 59% in January 2021. Since he won the presidency, Biden's favorable rating has fallen among nearly all major subgroups of society, according to Gallup. Yeah, we were mentioning this from a different poll. I think it was a Suffolk poll just recently, where Biden is really starting to have some real problems in the African-American community and also in the Latino community, if I recall correctly. And, you know, it's really something, folks. This is the same guy, right, who said in the 2020 election campaign that if you're not voting for him, then, quote, you ain't black. Those were his words, not mine, right? And yet, at the same time now, Biden is losing in some of these key demographics because of all the stuff the Biden administration has done. And I might even add, or failed to do. So people aren't just going to blindly be taken for granted. And this is part and parcel of what happens with the Democrat Party elite, my friends. They do try to take different groups for granted, all under the guise of saying, we're here for you, we fight for you, the big bad Republicans are all coming for you. So that's been part and parcel of their messaging for as long as I can remember, for one thing. But now, of course, on top of all that messaging is going to be the, but we're fighting to preserve democracy. In fact, the ad that just came out in the last few days for Joe Biden and the Joe Biden campaign and the Biden-Harris, I guess, states the first thing is my presidency has been all about preserving democracy. So, and now, but of course, these favorability numbers are quite interesting. Biden is viewed most favorably by older adults, 47%, and least favorable by those aged 18 to 34. I don't doubt that at all, because that's what I hear from young people. Young people are not excited by Joe Biden running again for president. I think they want anybody but Biden in terms of if they want a Democrat nominee, but I don't know. We shall see. Folks, stay right there. We have so much to talk about as we head into segment two of hour number four. I'll warn with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, Wednesday edition continues on, folks. Going down the tracks, and we're having fun this morning, by the way, on the program. Probably more fun than we're allowed to have, I think, but that's okay. So many things are happening that, you know, we have to have fun. We have to have some fun doing something. Otherwise, you know, it's just all too overwhelming. So that's part of our job here, is to make sure that as we're going through these overnight hours, these now early morning, the wee hours of the morning, we keep you pumped up, keep you raring to go out there. We hope that that you do make it a great day. This explosion in Fort Worth, Texas, injured at least 20 people. And of course, this was a vintage hotel or vintage building that had been made into a hotel, I believe. And this had to do with a gas explosion. But to see the devastation there on the streets of Fort Worth in the downtown area was really just really something. I mean, otherwise it fits all the bills. That this would have been some kind of attack, but it was a terrible tragedy, obviously. Again, this is just really, really something. But also, by the way, we want to just reach out to all those our second home state, as we like to call it here in the program, our second home state of Florida. But all those who were affected by these tornadoes and these severe storms and all these things that were happening over the last 24 hours or so. So we're with you in spirit, and devastating to see those photographs and so forth. So we're wishing you the very best. That is for sure. Well, folks, it looks like Saudi Arabia is still going to be interested in making a deal with Israel, basically a normalization deal. This is actually from the BBC. Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the UK has said it's still interested in normalizing relations with Israel after the war in Gaza, but that any deal must lead to the creation of a Palestinian state. Now, I don't know that that was on the table prior to October 7th. You know, the key takeaway about what was prior to October 7th is that Israel, or I should say Saudi Arabia, wanted to normalize relations with Israel at that time. And I think that's one of the primary reasons why October 7th happened. Because every single time some big thing like that would be in the offing that would promote the idea of peace, that would promote the idea of moving forward and putting the terrorists into the rearview mirror as much as possible, then that's when they strike. That's when they come up with, you know, the spectacular attack that they did. And it's just very, very troubling, and to say the least. Prince Khalid bin Bandar told the BBC a pact was close when the kingdom paused U.S. brokered talks after Hamas's deadly attack on Israel on October 7th. Saudi Arabia still believed in establishing ties with Israel despite the deplorable casualties figures in Gaza, he said, but it would not come at the cost of the Palestinian people. The ambassador also warned that there was a failure of humanity over Gaza, with the international community not doing enough to end the fighting. He also said that he would like to see the UK moderate its position and treat Israel the same way it treats everyone else. According to him, the blind spot towards Israel is a real problem because it provides a blind spot to peace, he said. Well, if we take a look at this and unpack this a little bit, number one, it's good that Saudi Arabia would want to try to establish that official relationship, that peaceful relationship. Now, of course, Palestinian state looks like that's part of the equation, at least from their mind. But saying things like, treat Israel the same way you treat everybody else, the blind spot towards Israel is a real problem because it's a blind spot to peace. Well, I would say to the Saudi ambassador the same thing I would say to anybody else, and that is, how about denouncing Hamas and almost exclusively denouncing Hamas, because we know that in the back rooms they are actually, you know, less happy about Hamas or groups like that than they can really say publicly. And to some degree, they're actually waiting for Israel to clean house on Hamas. I know it sounds kind of paradoxical, but these are the things we've been hearing, right, ever since October 7th. But if it's not just about the world doing more to, quote, stop the fighting, well, if that's what Saudi Arabia wants, well, then get on the bandwagon, Saudi Arabia, and make sure that you're calling for the destruction of Hamas or Hamas to stand down. I mean, phrase it however you want, but make it absolutely clear that the Arab world is not going to support this. Now, I know that there's so many different factions and there's so many different entities kind of vying for power and dominance in the Middle East, that it's going to be very hard to get any kind of monolithic thing like that happening. But it's got to start somewhere, right? It's got to start somewhere, and it might as well start with Saudi Arabia. Number one, they could go in and take out the Houthis, okay, and demonstrate by that they are making sure that Iran's influence is not going to be tolerated. I mean, goodness gracious me, part and parcel of what had gone on in the Middle East in recent times had been the idea that Saudi Arabia did not want Iran expanding the way that it was, in the sense that expanding their hegemony, expanding their influence, expanding their ability to make war, not just a nuclear, nuclear device. That's a separate issue overall to what I think many states in the Middle East, Arab states in the Middle East, were actually very concerned about. And what was the Trump administration doing in all this? Trump administration was actually making things better in the Middle East. They were actually getting people talking. And so this may be one of the things that contributed to the Biden administration maybe having some kind of feeling of complacency about the Middle East. Because, at least under Donald Trump, it looks like things were beginning to improve. To wit, the idea that Saudi Arabia really did want to go forward to normalize relations with Israel. Or that the very idea of having a better day in the Middle East was actually starting to come into focus a little bit. And I know it had a long way to go and so forth, but I was reading something the other day that talked about the idea that the Biden administration kind of didn't want stuff on the president's desk about the Middle East. And, of course, then this whole thing flares up, and it's a failure on many different fronts and so forth, obviously. But now it's a dumpster fire that's happening. And so if you can get Saudi Arabia to kind of wake up and smell the coffee here about if you're just going to start, you know, continue to denounce the world or denounce Israel or talk about Israel as the kind of the real problem or the so-called blind spot toward Israel. No, it's not. Israel has done more to try to broker peace, or I should say facilitate peace. They gave up Gaza, obviously. They've done this, that, and the other thing time and time again. And it's always about what can Israel give up today? What can Israel give up tomorrow? And it all boils down again to something we've said many times here on the show. And that is, it's not the size of Israel that is the problem for Iran and the terrorist groups that Iran supports and gives money to and helps. It's not the size of Israel. It's the existence of Israel, which is the huge problem that they see. But who knows? Hopefully there'll still be some progress. At the very least, maybe Saudi Arabia is not all, hasn't just simply left the table altogether. But it also means, folks, that the terror groups will take notice of even a report like this. Bet your bottom dollar that they're going to sit around and say, okay, we got to redouble our efforts. And the cycle continues. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're glad to be with you here on this wonderful Wednesday morning edition of the program. And when we return, it's going to be a short break, but when we return, we're going to have Patrick Hyland. He is the insurance quarterback and also host of the Sports Zone right here on our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. So we're going to talk some sports, and I got a great question for him, by the way, about Shohei Ohtani and what some want to do about these deferred payments that he's going to get. It gets pretty dicey. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, coming right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump appealed the Colorado Supreme Court's decision removing him from the ballot to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court quickly agreed to decide the case. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul agrees with the court's decision.
Without question, the Supreme Court has to hear it. When I hear that it's going to be almost a month, though, until the hearing and perhaps longer to the ruling, I'm concerned that even that's too long. I think there needs to be an emergency injunction to shut down any of the states that are wanting to do this.
Millions along the East Coast are under winter weather alerts this weekend. Forecasters say a storm will dump a mix of rain and snow in some cities like New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get slammed with at least 6 inches of snow, while other parts of upstate New York could get over a foot of snow. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Oh no, don't head off to bed. Not at all, because we have so much more to do on the program this morning. Wednesday edition, of course. Kyle Warren with you, and welcome back, everybody. We have so much more, as I said, to tell you about this morning. And we're going to bring in our guest, of course, and that's Patrick Hyland. He is, of course, the insurance quarterback, and he's also the host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station. You can hear him on Sunday mornings from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. That's, again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Cal. Good morning to everybody out there. Hopefully it's a good hump day for everybody. Getting back into the swing of things here in January, getting back to work and making things happen and making this great country even greater, Kyle. That's what we all need to strive for.
Agreed, absolutely.
Being with you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's our first full week back here broadcasting, and you're right. Now it really gets going. Now people really do get set in on the new year and making things happen.
Absolutely. Hey, hockey is halfway through now, Kyle. You know, everybody's played around 40 games, and It's starting to shape up to be a good season. So a lot of excitement out there in the hockey world. A lot of people that listen to the show like hockey and like talking about it. Here in Florida, you know, AM 860 The Answer, flagship station for the show. Always talking about the Tampa Bay Lightning, but then also down in good old South Florida, the Florida Panthers. Panthers are number two behind the Boston Bruins, and Lightning are right behind them. So it's just funny how hockey in Florida has really taking over, man. Nobody would have thought it. But just like in California, Cal, where you are, nobody would have thought that hockey would have been so popular. L.A. Kings. Have to thank Wayne Gretzky for that a little bit.
Well, sure.
It was great how he came to the Kings and really got that area rocking and rolling for hockey.
And Las Vegas, too. That's kind of a cool thing.
Man, for being so new, Kyle, turning it around and making it happen that quick, wow, that's pretty awesome, to say the least. So, people enjoy the game. It's exciting. It's fast-paced. And, the Golden Knights, they're doing real well. They're right there with the Vancouver Canucks. That Pacific Division is going to be a lot of fun. And the Kings are right on their tail, too, though, Kyle. So, a lot of things happening in the world of hockey. Obviously, come March is when it really gets to the nitty-gritty, and I can't wait for it. A lot of people enjoy that. A little basketball news last night, college basketball news, Kyle. The Nebraska Cornhuskers upset the Purdue Boilermakers in college basketball. It hasn't happened in a long time, so congratulations for Nebraska knocking off a top team like that. So a lot of excited fans there in Cornhusker country in Lincoln. So
indeed.
That was a pretty cool thing. NFL, a lot of things happened, Cal, in the NFL with these coaches. You know, we always call it Black Monday. Now it's Black Tuesday and Black Wednesday. I'm sure there's going to be some more fallout here. I'm really surprised about the Titans letting Vrabel go. I don't know why they wouldn't have hung on to him and found out if the Patriots really wanted him and they could have received some compensation for that if Belichick is going to step down or, go to another franchise. So that was just surprising to me. A lot of crazy things happen in the NFL. There's a lot of rumor talk about Mike Tomlin, the Pittsburgh Steelers head football coach. He's been there 17 years. He's going to his 11th playoff season. Pretty nice. 11 times out of 17 getting in the playoffs. That's pretty impressive. So need to give that man credit and all the people up in Pittsburgh. But there's talk he might step away like Sean Payton did, Kyle. Sean Payton, stepped away and now he's with Denver. And they're saying Mike Tomlin might do the same. I don't see the family, the Rooney's, letting Tomlin go. So that would be his choice and his decision. And then here in South Florida, South Florida, the Dolphins are going to have to go all the way up to Kansas City. Now, that could be one of the coldest games in NFL history. That's not a good thing for the Dolphins. And we'll talk about that, Friday morning, see how the weather is going to be. Mm-hmm. And then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they get to host a game in Tampa Bay against the Philadelphia Eagles Monday night at 8 o'clock. That should be a great game. People are talking about if Todd Bowles wins, he stays. If he loses, he goes. I don't know how that's going to play out. 3 years in a row, they've been in the playoffs. It's been in a weak division. I'm very objective and tell it like it is, Cal. I just believe that's the right way to be and be transparent about it and not be cute. So, but we'll see what happens. In your neck of the woods, the Rams, they've been playing very well. They've been very hot lately, and Sean McVay is a great coach. And what a story, Kyle, you're going to have Matthew Stafford go back to Detroit, where Jared Goff is, who played for the Rams, to see if they can move on forward. And they did a study, Kyle, over comparing their last, 3 years of those two playing. I mean, it's so close, touchdowns. Completion percentage yards. It's funny how sometimes it's just good to get a change of pace, change of scenery, get with another coach, and different things can happen. So.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, I got one quick question for you, and that is, well, it's just we've heard now that, Shohei Ohtani, is going with the Dodgers, obviously, but he's got a $700 million contract over 10 years. Well, the California controller is now wanting Congress to make changes to the tax code to cap the deferred payments to make sure that, I guess, they get a bigger chunk of taxes, I guess, from Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's worth a shot, but, this is a big deal.
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up. Here in Florida, Ron DeSantis has, you know, made a big push to say, look, it's been a long time coming. Let's just go to a flat tax and call it a day. So when, you know, Italian spends his $700 million, okay, guess what? Everybody's going to get a piece of the pie, and it'll be fine and dandy. I mean, I don't want to. Why are we taxing success, Cal? Why are we penalizing people for success?
Right.
I mean, there's something to be said that it's over the top. Okay, but I just, it's a slippery slope of the bad president. I don't know. Well, I guess there's so much power now, Cal. This is more up your wheelhouse than mine. That it just changes the whole complex situation of what's going on in our country.
Oh, sure. Well, exactly. But obviously now there will be some implications if Otani, I think, leaves California by the time he gets those payments and this kind of thing. But people see dollar signs and they're heading out the window or something, at least from their perspective. And California, in fact, is bringing in this this wealth tax, at least they're talking about it, you know, that's going to try to increase revenue as well, as opposed to, I don't know, cutting spending.
Well, I think what that's going to cause is get people to leave and do different things. And that's what happens, funny, in my line of work, Kyle, when it comes to finances and insurance. You know, if you put a client, they're either going to get an advisor to help them, you know, pick a better one, or they're going to take it upon themselves to find a better one and then talk to an advisor to make sure they're right. You got to be real careful. With that, what I'm saying is you're going to have a lot of people leaving California more and more with that type of mentality, and it doesn't make sense to me. I don't know why people don't take the concept of bring people to your state, give them incentives to come to your state, and make it better for them, you know, your people. And that's just, you know, how I try to deal with my clients and prospects that hopefully become clients. You treat them like family. You treat them like you care. You treat them like you want them to do business with you. And if you do that, good things happen for you. And I do it every day, Cal. I help out a lot of people, and I spend time and make sure we get them on the right track. And I enjoy it. It's been a pleasure for over 30 years helping out folks with their finance and insurance needs. And I can do the same for anybody listening. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. The number again is 813-966-1052. And for the computer people, go to GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com and schedule an appointment with me there, GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. Cal, always a pleasure. God bless you. Look forward to talking to you Friday. Say hello to my friend Brandon Rhymes, and you guys have a great segment. And take care and God bless.
Hey, thanks, Patrick. God bless. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Patrick Hyland, everybody, the insurance quarterback, host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860. And we're going to be coming right back. So stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we're moving through the Wednesday edition. And we're having fun. Imagine that. We're having fun. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Boy, I tell you, the program's going by fast this morning, folks, for this Wednesday edition. And we've got a lot more to come as well as we head up towards the top of the hour this morning. And we've got a real treat. Now, typically this time of the week, we'll be talking with Brandon Rimes. Of course, he's the host of the Consumer Quarterback Show right here on AM 860, The Answer. You can hear it 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Times, Monday through Friday, again, right here on our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer. But we got a real treat this morning. We have Michelle Geske with us on the telephone, and good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I think we've talked before, I believe, in the past.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay. But I'm not sure what just happened.
Well, you never know sometimes with these telephone lines, but we're really glad to have you with us this morning. You're also with Keller Williams Realty, correct?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I work on Brandon Rimes' team, actually.
That's right. And so now, basically, you know, what I wanted to and what we thought we might talk about this morning, number one, we do want to talk about where interest rates are going and whether or not, you know, who knows if the Fed's going to start cutting anytime soon. But what a lot of people, I really want them to know about you going out the gate here is that, number one, you're a combat veteran. So, first of all, thank you for your service. And then also,
you're very welcome.
Well, you work with veterans as well in order to, and yet just, in fact, you were telling me earlier about the first-time homebuyers program that we have for vets and our heroes.
Yes, absolutely. Well, this isn't a national program. This is what the governor of Florida implemented a couple of years ago to help veterans and first responders. It's called the Florida Hometown Hero Program. But last year when, you know, the inflation and everything got so high, he opened it up to any Florida resident who has a job with a brick-and-mortar Florida company. And what the Hometown Heroes Program is a program that offers first-time assistance to first-time home buyers up to $35,000 to close on a home.
Wow.
And at first, it was just for veterans, but now it's helping a lot of people in the current economic situation. But you do have to make less than $130,000 a year. And in some counties, like Collier County, it's a little bit higher, you know, $149,000. So there are stipulations, but it's a program that a lot of people don't know about. So it you can use it with any loan, FHA, VA, a conventional loan. It just has to be your first mortgage, and it reduces your upfront fees, and there's no origination points or discount points, and offers that, you know, high down payment and closing cost assistance. So it's helped I've used it to help people who never thought that they could buy a home in this economic condition. So it's really great.
That sounds really, really terrific. And especially as you mentioned, like in this climate right now, you know, do we expect to start seeing home sales really, you know, begin to move at some point? Because right now I think people who might have to sell their house because they have to move or take a different job somewhere, they're doing that. But a lot of people are sitting on the sidelines waiting for those interest rates to change. What do you see happening?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Although, you know, here in Tampa Bay, it's still, you know, I had one of my best years in real estate here. So people are buying and selling because they have to move or, you know, a family situation causes that. But what we're seeing, what they are saying is the interest rates are supposed to drop at least slightly four times this year. So there are different opinions from different economic experts about how much that is, but we are supposed to go down closer to the sixes, you know, by the end of the year, and even lower in the first quarter of 25, so they say. I just had a real estate associate get somebody into a home in the fives through a buy-down rate program. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, you know, a lot of people out there got used to having very low interest rates, almost non-existent interest rates. Do you and your associates, when you guys talk about these different things, do you see that ever occurring again in the near future, or you know, is that going to be another sort of unicorn sort of thing that'll happen somewhere down the line?
I personally think that it was a unicorn thing. I personally don't think it's going to happen in 24. Hopefully it'll happen again, but I don't see it happening in 24 or even possibly 25. But, you know, that's what I try to tell people. I have people in, you know, 2%, 2.75% and low threes. You know, my mortgage is in the low threes. So, you know, I think that was abnormal, and the rates are a little bit more normal now. So it was a blessing to those who got those rates, but the projections certainly don't say we're going to go down. But I mean, we never expected it in the first place, so who knows what's going to happen in this world.
Exactly. But that perception is there among consumers that somehow, well, in other words, it's almost the reverse. I think a lot of people feel that the interest rates as they are now are the abnormal situation, and they're waiting for it to somehow go back to, you know, almost zero kind of a thing. But that's not in the cards.
And you know what? That's our job as real estate professionals, is to really educate people, because selling your home now at 3% and going into a higher interest rate, you have to remember that you're going to be able to take advantage of a lot, you know, through buying a home and making up some of that, because you have, most homeowners have a significant amount of equity because of the result of what happened during the pandemic. So they can take that equity and they can buy down their rate in the purchase of a home. Or, you know, I'm finding that I'm able to negotiate huge concessions for my buyers, sometimes a great deal of money off the purchase price, or, you know, assistance from the seller to buy down their rate, or down payment assistance. So, you know, it balances out. You might lose on one side, but I attempt to help them gain that back in the other transaction on the other side.
Very cool. Well, and of course, when there is a downturn in real estate or there's not much movement, a lot of agents a lot of times will sort of get out of the biz. You know, they'll let their license lapse or whatever because they feel they're not using it. They may not go back. But one thing you were telling me about before was evidently there's a licensing program that helps out our veterans if they're interested in becoming a real estate agent, for example.
Absolutely. We have something in Keller Williams called K-SCORE. It stands for Keller Successful Career Opportunities in Real Estate. And it doesn't just offer free licensing for veterans, but anybody who wants to get a real estate license anywhere in the country can get it for free through K-SCORE. And it's all online. So it's self-paced online program, and, you know, we hope that people will get licensed and come to Keller Williams, but it isn't even a requirement. It's a really cool way to get into real estate. And then, of course, Keller Williams does have a KW military division for veterans, and what I find is the transition from military to the civilian world can be quite challenging, and I really love the program because it's a way to enter into a career where there's already a lot of camaraderie and a lot of veterans and the assistance you need to become a very successful real estate agent if you so choose.
Very cool.
I'm very impressed with this company, Keller Williams.
Very cool indeed. Well, we appreciate everything that you're doing, and I appreciate you coming on the program this morning and sharing these things with us, especially about how we're helping out our vets and everything, because that is that's like job number one when it comes, especially you as a as ex-military combat veteran as well, and we really appreciate what you're doing with them.
Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And anybody who wants any information about these things can reach out to me anytime, and I'm happy to help.
Sure. How do they get in touch with you?
Okay. You can always find us at consumerqb.com, consumerqb.com, and reach out to me personally at 813-731-4348. Again, 813-731-4348.
All right. Well, Michelle Geske, we appreciate it so much, and we're going to talk to you again real soon. Take care. Have a great week.
All right. Great, Kyle. Have a great day. Bye.
Thanks. Take care. All right, folks. Can't believe it. We are coming to the end of the program again. Go out there and make it a great day. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.